He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the May the 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, boy, are we going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo a few days late here, aren't we? Cinco de Mayo 3 days ago, celebration festivities around town at all the Mexican hangouts. Well, today we're getting a big celebration at a New York hangout, the New York Stock Exchange, where the market is celebrating the jobs report today. And we ought to be celebrating, too. Unless you're short the market, then you're not celebrating. But if you've been listening to me, there's no way you would be short this market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, are you ready for this, is up 256 points today. It's at 18,180. That's 1.43%. The NASDAQ is up 58 points to end the week, at least for now. Of course, the bell won't ring till 1 p.m. this afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. East Coast Time. The NASDAQ's up 58 to 5,003. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up 24 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,111. Crude oil, $59.63, still hanging around that $60 per barrel level. Gold is at 1187. We had an election in England. How's the euro doing? 1.12% today. Actually, an election in the UK. The 10-year bond, 2.12. That's down, what, 8 basis points from the recent high at 2.20, which it was probably overdue for a little bit of a correction there, or a little bit of a rally, actually, in the bond market. And we're back at 2.12%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, the thought was that we were going to have a few slow quarters in 2015, and we had a slow one, which is about over. The reporting is about over. Even though the quarter ended back on March 31st, the reporting is just now starting to come to a close as companies, a flood of companies, continue to report earnings. And for sure, we had a slow quarter, but it wasn't as bad as was expected. In fact, we may even see a little bit of growth in this quarter versus the same comparable quarter last year. And there were some estimates out there on the street that this quarter would be 5 to 6% lower than this same comparable quarter last year. But instead, it looks like we might pull out just a slight victory, and that growth may continue even ever so slightly. But it's also been said that this quarter that we've just gone through, and it's going to spill into the next quarter also, should also be temporary blips on the horizon, and then we resume our growth track by the third quarter of this year. And so far, that scenario seems to be playing out. And I think, you know, the jobs numbers that we got probably add a little bit of testimony to that fact, that growth is not gone from the U.S. economy. Yes, other economies around the world may be growing faster than us, but that recession is not looming out there on the horizon, as many people were worried about. When they saw these negative numbers in this quarter, in this soft quarter, you have to ask yourself, is that the big one? Is this going to be the end of growth in America? And are we headed into another recession? Because another recession will lead us into a bear market. So, as of now, that doesn't appear to be the case. Indeed, these soft quarters seem to be temporary blips on an upward growth track, and it still looks like to me that the bull market can continue for now. Now, I'll be updating my numbers again this weekend in the newsletter. We'll see where we're at for S&P 500 earnings for next year. This year looks like about 120 right now. Last year was 117, 118. So as you can see, just tiny little bit of growth this year. And that's why you're seeing a market that's up, 1 point, the S&P's up 2.5% so far this year. Why? Well, growth's up about 2.5%, if that. But next year, the last time I looked, my earnings estimates were at about $132, $133 per share. That would be some pretty good growth. That would be high single-digit growth next year over this year. And if we can indeed achieve that, of course, there's a lot of what-ifs that can come along. Nobody expected oil prices to drop suddenly. That what-if wasn't baked into the cake. And nobody saw the sudden rise in the U.S. dollar. I mean, there's all kinds of factors out there that could change almost overnight. This recent rise in Treasury yields has some people worried about future growth in the market. But I'll be updating those numbers every single week. That's all I can tell you, that as of last Friday, we were still on a growth track. We're still on a projected growth track, which means that the bull market can continue. Now, having said that, there's not a lot of room. We're not going to see any more multiple expansion. I believe those days are behind us, where the multiple on the S&P expanded from 12 or 13 area a few years ago. Now we're at but the 17, 18 area, which is pretty full. So we're not going to see that multiple expansion unless we get a little bit of irrational exuberance. And you see the Fed trying to tamp that one down. Don't even think about irrational exuberance, or we'll pound you over the head with higher interest rates. I'll take my shovel out and whack you a good one. But in the meantime, looks like earnings can continue to grow next year, and we can continue to see the bull market continue. But now as we look around the world, as I've reported this past week, there's a few markets out there that are cheaper. In fact, the emerging markets as a whole are trading at about 10 or 11 times earnings, while the U.S. market's up there in that 17 to 18 forward P.E. ratio. So I did a little primer in my show yesterday. I featured a Hong Kong stock that's been blowing the covers off the doors, the lid off the door, the hatches of the market, been running circles around J.P. Morgan, and you're going to see more of those show up from time to time in the show, in my newsletter, in the app, etc. And this weekend in the newsletter, I'll be talking at length about foreign investing. You don't have to have an account with the Bank of China in order to buy some of these stocks that are trading over there. They're quite liquid, and they trade right here in the U.S. And I'll be bringing you some ideas that will lead you to think outside Nebraska, outside the U.S., across the pond, other continents, where they have companies just as big as J.P. Morgan, only they're cheaper right now, and the returns are better, and the stock charts are better. They're lively. The newsletter will come out this weekend. Go to my website at pwstreet.com to get on board. And I'll also be addressing the sudden rise in interest rates, what it means for bondholders. I'll also be addressing these numbers that I'm talking about, because they hold the key as to whether or not the bull market in America can continue. We got a very strong jobs reports last week. That bodes well for future growth here in America. Meanwhile, McDonald's is trying to turn around the ailing franchise with kale. You heard my whole diatribe on kale yesterday. If they think kale is going to change their franchise around, I don't know. I think I'd short the stock. I've given up hope on that turnaround play. Sprouts Farmers Markets, they're kind of following the Whole Foods market trend here downwards. You know, I think it's hard for them to compete now, because a lot of the grocery stores now have their own organic aisle and are offering organic choices. Why do I want to go to Sprouts or Whole Foods Market when I can get the same thing in one-stop shopping at my local grocery store? That's just my take on things. I had a couple of companies that beat earnings quite handily this week. Had a few that disappointed. That's the nature of the beast. I think I'll feature a few of those companies, though, that are on a nice growth track right now that I still find to be very undervalued, and they're still performing well, still top contenders for the crown of best stocks now to wear that belt. Like, who beat Manny Pacquiao? I can't even think of his name right now. Oh, I know, but I can't think. We'll think of it when we come back. Anyways, there's some best stocks now out there, and we're going to talk about a few of them when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
in the right place, but must have been the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let me see if there's other musings. Oh, yeah, well, we'll just get into some of these companies that are flourishing. And what is a flat market? Oh, I know we've had some big triple-digit up days, but we've had a lot of triple-digit down days, too. Kind of like the stinking San Diego Padres. They'll win 9-1 one day and then lose 11-0 the next day. That's kind of the way the market's going this year. It can't really make up its mind. One day, investors think that the growth in American economy is over and that we're headed back into recession. And the next day, everything is well and the market is partying once again. Would the real market please stand up? Well, I think the answer lies in the fact that we're going to see very little growth in 2015 versus last year. As of now, expectations are for pretty good growth to return next year. But of course, every little report that comes along, investors say, well, will this kill the growth that we're looking for next year? Will these rising interest rates all of a sudden kill the growth? Will these lousy PMI numbers out of Chicago kill the economy? It just goes back and forth. But what I look at is the bottom line. I look at expectations of companies going forward. That's what the market trades on, is expectations. What are the expectations right now? And the expectations right now are that we could see some pretty good growth next year. Therefore, at least as of last week, for the sixth year, and the seventh week, I said that this bull market continues, that you have to still be in the market. And look at your alternatives. Even Buffett said it earlier this week. Bonds or stocks may not be as cheap as they were a few years ago, but they're still a lot cheaper than the bond market, your alternative. And in my newsletter last week, I said it looks to me like a new bear market is now brewing in the bond market. And we've seen a major jump in interest rates all of a sudden. And we had several big market people like Buffett saying on Monday of this past week that, yes, he sees trouble in the bond market right now. So there's a lot of people that are heavily laden with bond portfolios. And you have to ask yourself, well, I'm holding these bonds to maturity. But if you're in bond funds, you're taking a pretty good whacking to your bond funds as interest rates go from, what, 1.6 or so all the way up to 2.2. That's a pretty big rise. And if they were to go to the upper twos, which a lot of people are calling for this year, that would really take a whack out of your principal. I continue to have zero exposure to the bond market, which goes against the grain a little bit, because the consensus opinion out there, the status quo is no, you should have 50-50, 40-60, 60-40, 70-30. But I just don't believe in the bond market right now. It's just the same thing. For the same reason, I don't believe that you should always have that exposure to the stock market. In extreme circumstances, when the economy looks like it's going to roll over, peel over, go into recession, I don't really want to have much exposure to the stock market unless it's inverse exposure to the stock market. Why would it be any different for the bond market? Everybody thinks the bond market's this safe haven. You know, the bond market can get clobbered too. So that's just a little food for thought there. We don't have any exposure right now to the bond market. Will we at some point in the future? Yeah, if it becomes the favorable place to be, if it has the wind at its back once again. But right now it has the wind in its face, and the stock market continues to have the wind at its back. Okay, let's take a look at an individual stock that I've talked about before. It's kind of a surprising one here. You wouldn't think that a company that makes floor coverings and residential and commercial applications in the U.S. and Europe out of Calhoun, Georgia, would be a leading stock, would be a Best Stocks Now. Merriweather, Floyd Merriweather. The name just came to me. Mohawk kind of wears that belt right now as one of the best stocks now in America. It's in the building sector. Yeah, is that a robust sector right now? Well, you know, there's not a lot of inventory of new homes out there. So I think a lot of folks are probably putting the money into their existing home. And flooring is a big thing. Boy, there's nothing like fresh carpet in a home, is there? Brand new, smells so good, no spots, no stains, no big impressions where the couch sat for 3 years, you know. It's just beautiful. Or a new wood floor, hardwood floor, you know, or new linoleum in the kitchen, brand new, shiny new, no dents in it yet, where you drop that spaghetti boiler or that meat cleaver. It's brand new. Mohawk Industries is a $13.4 billion company. It's a large cap. Do they pay a dividend? No, no dividend. This is purely a growth stock. So even though the new housing market seems to be a little bit soft right now, I think people are fixing up the existing home. It shows up in the results of Mohawk, MHK. Over the last 5 years, Mohawk has delivered 26.6% per year. The market's delivered 13.5%. That's double the returns of the S&P 500. Somebody knows what they're doing at the helm of this big flooring company. Over the last 3 years, Mohawk's delivered 34% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. That's more than double the market. And over the last 12 months, Mohawk is up 30%, while the market's up 11%. It's not, you know, an A-plus performer. It's not the top performance stock in the market, but it gets a B-plus performance grade. And you got to figure that a company that makes carpet and linoleum and tile and whatnot is up against all these tech stocks and biotechs. To pull off a B-plus in that class is not bad. Not bad. There's some pretty tough competition out there. Now, performance is one thing. Value is the other thing. Trying to put the two together is pretty difficult, but it comes together from time to time, usually in about 200 or 300 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database. Mohawk is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. And Mohawk is also expected to grow those earnings by about 22% per year over the next 20.9% over the next 5 years. Mohawk is not only trading at a discount to its growth rate, but it's also trading at a discount to the overall market. Mohawk reported earnings that were a little bit better than expected here this past week. I have a $350 target price 5 years from now, and a lot can happen. A recession would not be good on Mohawk. How did it hold up in 2008? It was down 42% during the last bear market. But as long as the bull continue, as long as earnings continue to increase, as long as people aren't getting laid off, they're going to continue to replace that carpet on the floor. Just don't get a Mohawk on your head. We got a guy in the Chargers with a Mohawk, Eric Weddle. It just looks silly. Mohawk is a stock we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, another one we have here that's done very well here with earnings recently is Tableau Software. Symbol is data. That's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts because it's a smaller company. Not $7.8 billion in market cap, but boy, they've had some astronomical growth here. Their last four quarters, sales growth, 82%, 71%, 75% and 75%. How would you like to have a company that's growing by 75% year over year with your quarters? That's pretty phenomenal growth. And their earnings growth over their last four quarters has been 400%, minus 25. What happened there? Plus 110, and this most recent quarter was plus 900. That's a company that came public in 2013. I bought it, several months ago as I saw that astronomical growth. It's not the cheapest stock around, but boy, look at the momentum and the performance behind it. And, it got low, it got ranked at number 77 recently. In fact, 6 months ago, it was number 80 in my Best Stocks Now rankings out of 4,065, and that's what led me to buy it. One of the reasons, and it's done well so far. New all-time highs here. That's a good thing. You want to see new all-time highs. But it's not one for the faint of heart, and that's important. When we talk to different clients or prospective clients, we want to find out what your risk tolerance is. Some people by nature are very aggressive. What can I say? That's how they roll. And other people are very, very conservative. So, we have to match you up with those things that are suitable for your risk tolerance. All things being equal, small caps, aggressive stocks like a Tableau software, they're going to be more volatile, and a lot of people can't live with the volatility. Now, over the long haul, you should do better with smaller, faster-growing companies. But they also swoon more. They also have the bigger dips. They're more of that roller coaster ride at Knott's Berry Farm, as opposed to the little bit smoother ride in the superior large-cap companies. And all things being equal, over a 10-year period of time, a small-cap portfolio, even though it's a much wilder ride, should produce better returns than a large cap portfolio. Why? Well, because I've said many times that growth in earnings is equivalent to growth in stock price appreciation. And if you're focusing on high growth companies in that 20, 30, 40% area versus companies that are growing by 5 or 6%, you should get better returns over the years. But there's always more disappointments in the high-growth stocks. There's always more of them that come crashing down to earth. That's why you have to have a portfolio. In my aggressive growth account, I like to own 30 to 40. Let's call it 30 to 40 stocks. Spread the risk around. And when one gets clobbered, which they're bound to do from time to time, it doesn't hurt your overall portfolio too much. But once in a while, the small cap group as a whole gets clobbered, and then it does hurt your portfolio. But over the long haul, so you have to ask yourself, how much volatility can I put up with? And as I've sat across the desk from several thousand people since I've been in the business, I've talked on the phone to several thousand people, I've seen people from all walks of life and every scale possible on the risk tolerance. I've seen people that have zero tolerance for risk. They do not belong in the stock market. If you have zero tolerance for risk and zero tolerance, let's call it volatility. You know how you find out where your tolerance for risk is on the scale? When volatility comes along in the market. If 2 or 3% makes your left eye twitch, seeing your portfolio, I'll have people write to me, Bill, I'm down $200 on this stock you bought me in my portfolio. Well, but you own a whole bunch more. Don't you think that some of them are going to go down from time to time? So you have to ask yourself, where are you on the risk profile? If you have zero tolerance for risk, then you belong in some kind of a product that doesn't have any volatility whatsoever. An annuity, a CD, Even a government bond has volatility, as we've seen recently. Look at the bond market, okay, which topped out. The long bond topped out at 136, and now it's 123. That's a 10% drop in 3 months, okay, in the bond market. Can you withstand a 10% drop? That's in government 20, the long bond, the Treasury index. So you'd have to have a stomach for at least 10% more. I've seen 20, 25% swings in the bond market. So don't think that the bond market is so safe and non-volatile. It's not quite as volatile as the stock market, but it can go through some pretty bad times too, can that bond market. So if you have zero tolerance for risk, then like I say, you belong in the lowest volatility products possible. And what does that equate to? If you can get 3 or 4%, over the long haul, maybe 5, that's about what you're going to get, and let's say an indexed annuity. Okay, now if you've got a high tolerance for risk and a long time horizon, then you can step up the risk that you take on, and you're going to have, the trade-off is more volatility. Okay, let me give you another example. I own a stock called Bluebird. It's been one of the best stocks my app has ever found. Bluebird Bio Inc. The symbol is blue. The first time around, we made, I think, 120% in the stock. Look, this is a company that went public in 2013. They developed therapeutics to treat severe genetic and orphan diseases using gene therapy. And they've already come up with a winner. And the stock has absolutely exploded. How did I find Bluebird Bio, the symbol blue, which is now a $5.3 billion company, headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts? I found it with my app. In fact, it's been the number one ranked stock now for weeks in the Best Stocks Now app. I've never seen it on CNBC. I've never seen it in Barron's. I've never seen it in the Wall Street Journal. I've never seen it on the Bloomberg channel or on the Fox Business channel. I found it in the Best Stocks Now app. And it's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth portfolio. Okay, so that's one that would fit in an aggressive growth portfolio. I wouldn't even put this in a moderate risk portfolio. Definitely not a conservative stock, is it? This stock is up over the last 12 months. I show 740%. I found it in my Best Stocks Now app. In fact, I looked today. It's ranked number one again out of 4,065. Yesterday it was ranked number one. 7 days ago it was ranked number one. 1 month ago it was ranked number three. 2 months ago, it was ranked number one. You go back to 6 months ago, and it was number 22. Look at the stock explode again this week to the upside. But there's an example of a stock that has a high beta. Beta is how much it varies from the S&P 500. If a stock runs pretty much in line with the S&P 500, it has a low beta. If it strays far and wide from the S&P 500, it has a high beta. Let's just see what the beta is on Bluebird, B-L-U-E. I show the beta of, where is the beta? There it is right there. The beta is 1.3. I thought it would be higher than that, but 1.3 is still pretty high compared to the S&P 500. So, that's another thing that you have to take into account, is where are you on the risk scale? Some people think they're aggressive risk tolerance until a pullback comes along, and then they find they can't take it. I cry uncle, I can't take it. You got to keep things in a longer perspective. The daily gyrations will drive you nuts if you let it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked about the recent jobs reports that have come in and what that means. Does that bode well? Does that mean the Fed will be hiking interest rates soon? Well, it seems like the market's already hiked interest rates. I don't think the Fed's going to have to do it anytime soon. The market took care of that for them when we saw a sudden rise from 1.6 to 2.2. That's 60 basis points just like that before you could say Janet Yellen, and the bond market took a major hit, about a 10% hit for those owning bond portfolios. I do not like bonds. I couldn't be any clearer on that, and for that reason I'm conflicted with the theory of asset allocation, saying that if I'm 64 years old, I should have 64% of my portfolio in the bond market. Oh, I know, when the stock market does well, the bond market does badly. And when the stock market does badly, the bond market does well. But I've just watched the results over time. You don't have to go any further than to look up an asset allocation mutual fund. There's tons of them out there. Go to Morningstar.com. Look up the asset allocation mutual funds and look at the long-term track record. And I suppose if you're one of those people with no tolerance for risk, that's a pretty good way to go, because you're going to see those 3, 4, 5% returns over time. But now, you know, in the industry, when you take a calculation on what you can live on someday, to make $100,000 a year in retirement, you need about $2 million in savings. That's right. Because their calculations usually use about 4%. That's what you can live off of. So if you've got $2 million in the bank, you'll make about $80,000 a year in retirement. Well, you know, if you're going to go that route and invest in things that produce returns like that, that at least you can count on, they'll be there when you retire, then go that route. You know, accept that 3-4% route with very little volatility. And that's, you know, one theory, that's one way of skinning the cat. But to make $80,000 a year, you need about $2 million in savings. So figure out where you're at today. How long will it take you to accumulate $2 million? I go a little bit different direction. I try to be in the asset classes that I find to be favorable. And for the last 6 years, I've been heavily focused in the stock market. Very little exposure, if any, to the bond market. And especially now, I like bonds even worse, less than I liked them a few years ago. And I've avoided gold. The stock market's been the king. It won't always be the king. With the market, the economy goes through cycles. There's cycles that favor bonds. Those are cycles when interest rates are coming down. And there's cycles that favor stocks. That's when growth is in the economy. And when growth disappears from the economy, then you got to protect the nest egg. You don't want to see that 50-60% hit that we saw in 2000. Or the 53% hit that we saw in 2008. Can you see those kinds of things? Are there warning signs? I look for them every week. Man, I keep my eyes and ears open. I look at as many possible pieces of evidence and facts that I can during the week. I drink it all in. I cogitate over it. I consider it in my mind. I look at what the market's telling me. And I go from there. And every week I tell you exactly what I think about the market. No holds barred. You can disagree with me. You can agree with me. I'm just giving you one more opinion out there. I'm not the guy that has been saying for the last several years that the dollar's going to collapse and that gold is going to soar and that inflation's going to roar. Although I think at some point in time that scenario is very, very possible. But in the meantime, what do you got to do? You got to make hay while the sun is shining. And when the storm clouds start to gather on the horizon, that's what I look for every single week. And every single week, I weigh as many facts as possible. If you go through my newsletter, it's laid out in a very logical order. It begins with the big picture, the asset classes. Then it moves down into the sectors of those asset classes, the subdivisions. And then it moves down into a lot of individual companies that possibilities for your portfolios at the current time. And if you keep a little bit longer term perspective and try to let the daily blips that will drive you nuts, you know, the people that look at their portfolio every day, there's nothing wrong with that. I look at mine every day, that the daily blips will tend to drive you nuts. But just think, you know, a little bit longer term, and there will be daily blips along the way. And one other theme that I would just like to mention here, which I talked about at length this week, there's a whole wide world out there of stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. There's more than just U.S. stocks. There's more than just Cisco. There's companies overseas that are just as big and just as profitable and maybe growing faster and maybe cheaper than U.S. counterparts. I gave an example of a couple of banks, China banks, earlier this week that were much cheaper than J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, much better dividend yields, and they're hitting new highs and flourishing right now, while our big banks are kind of just floundering around at the current time. So don't forget, there's a whole wide world out there. I have 4,068 in my database right now and adding more every single day. And on a relative basis, I get a ranking every single day, and I try to stay focused in those top 200 or 300. And I got to be honest, a lot of them right now are from Hong Kong or from Shanghai or Japan. Don't forget, we can buy those stocks too quite easily, or mutual funds or ETFs that have those stocks in them. So anyways, that's how we roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. The newsletter goes out every weekend. I strive to make it the best newsletter in America. Maybe even Hong Kong and China too, because I want to cover those stocks at the same time. You can get it on our weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Also, we manage money here. If you'd like to talk to one of us here, I'm the guy who does the buying and the selling, but I have people that assist me, and they'll be glad to talk to you. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.